Welcome to the LU Moment, where we showcase all the great things happening with Lamar University faculty, staff, students, and alumni. I'm John Rollins, Associate Director of Community Relations and Public Affairs here at LU, and I want to welcome you all to this week's show. This week on the LU Moment, we will be highlighting a very exciting new partnership between Lamar University and Natchez Federal Credit Union. Joining me for today's conversation, we have two representatives from Natchez who also happen to both be Lamar alumni. Charlie Chalette is the Community Impact Officer for Natchez, and Jason Duplant is the Chief Product Officer. Charlie, Jason, welcome to the show today, and thank you both for taking the time to chat with me on the LU Moment.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and have you two formally introduce yourselves to the listeners before we get started. Charlie, ladies first.
My name is Charlie Chalette, and I am the Community Impact Officer at Natchez Federal Credit Union. I am a proud Cardinal myself. I received both my BBA in marketing and my MBA here at Lamar University, and I have been with Natchez Federal Credit Union since July of 2023.
And I'm Jason Duplant. I am a proud Lamar Cardinal graduate, class of 2003, also with a BBA in marketing, and that kind of launched me into the fast-paced world of credit unions, and here we are.
So this new partnership between Natchez Federal Credit Union and Lamar University has so much potential, and we ourselves are very excited about it. So go ahead and share with our listeners about some of the ways that Natchez has partnered with the university thus far. Charlie, would you like to go ahead and get us started?
Yes, so this partnership between Natchez Federal Credit Union and Lamar University is actually a long-standing one. It's going back nearly 20 years, and being named the official credit union of Lamar University is just an expansion of that partnership, and it is a title that I know we are, you know, very proud of at Natchez. And through this partnership, our goal is to be a resource for all students and staff here at Lamar University. We hope to do so through our branch that is coming soon inside the Setzer Student Center and our ITM that is being built in the parking lot of the Natchez Federal Credit Union Arena at the Montaigne Center. And that's actually a great segue to my next point, and that's our partnership with LU Athletics. As you know, the Montaigne Center is now the Natchez Federal Credit Union Arena at the Montaigne Center, and since that is quite a mouthful, it's been dubbed Natchez Arena for short. And we've had the pleasure of partnering with LU Athletics for four basketball games this season. We had giveaways such as free replica jerseys, free stadium cups with players on them. We gave away items like iPads, AirPods, a TV, and we even had a $500 half-court shot that someone did make.
Okay,
yes,
very cool.
We presented him with a $500 check from Natchez Federal Credit Union, so that was awesome to witness. Yeah. But we also partner with other sports on campus, such as soccer, and we have a tailgate spot at football games where we bring our LU Plinko board for the whole family to win a prize. And we have an upcoming baseball game that we will be handing out free limited edition Spirit t-shirts at that game. So stay tuned for more details on that. And then lastly, our other main focus with this partnership is to provide free financial literacy courses through LU Money Management.
Well, I know, you know, we're blessed at Lamar to have a lot of strong community partnerships, so Natchez is definitely at the top of that list. Y'all have a presence at every football game, the basketball games now, like you, I think you said soccer a while ago. Mm-hmm. So we definitely appreciate bridging that gap with mm-hmm. the community. So Natchez is kind of paving the way mm-hmm. for other, hopefully, businesses mm-hmm. to get involved as well. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate y'all.
Charlie is an avid athletics fan of Lamar. Nice. So she can just about tell you every stat. She's a little statistician.
Are you
so
serious?
She keeps us up to date.
I do keep our
Charlie,
weekly branch meetings.
I never
meetings.
Knew this about you. This
our weekly
awesome.
Branch meetings, our CEO, Jason Landry, he'll be like, and Charlie, talk about LU basketball. So it's just part of our branch
meetings
now.
You just spit
now.
It out. You just know it. I love that.
We won't put her to the test, but she knows every player by number, greets them in the set.
Wow. Yeah.
Now's a great chance Fantastic. To say congratulations to the women's basketball team for being
yes.
number one in the
shout
Southland
out.
Conference. So shout out to them.
They are rocking and rolling. Well, you know, Lamar Athletics is on the trend right now. The trajectory is mm-hmm. incredible. They
it's
have,
really awesome to watch.
They've really turned a lot of things around in that department or that entire athletics department, and it's shining through for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jason, since Charlie has kind of touched on some of the past events that have taken place or things that are going on right now, let's hear more about some of the upcoming events or plans for the future. I know the construction has begun, correct, in the Setzer mm-hmm. Center for the new branch located there. We're super excited about that. I know I was at an event at Nederland High School, I believe it was last week, and I saw the Natchez branch there, and I was like, we're going to have one soon, too.
Yeah. Yes.
So just super cool stuff coming our way. Would you like to elaborate on any of these?
I would
topics?
Love to. Speaking to the timeline in construction, construction has begun. There's going to be a Natchez ITM in the Montaigne Center parking lot next to Natchez Arena. So that construction's begun. And then also inside the Setzer Center, closer to the food court area, in one of those glass offices, that's going to be the Natchez branch. So timeline, probably, you know, this podcast drops next week. So mid-April, that branch should be done. That's what we're aiming towards, and the ITM as well. Pretty soon. The way we've approached it, it's like a technology branch. There will be an ITM in there, which I'll explain what that is for those that don't know in just a minute. But the walls, you know, everything we do with the partnership, we're trying to put Lamar at the forefront, you know. So there's going to be retail merchandising areas with awesome Lamar photos. We toured the Welcome Center. We toured a lot of places on campus. So we're just trying to make it a bridge between those buildings and make it unique, but also consistent with those. So there's some great Lamar graphics and things we're doing in there. The technology branch, Charlie, who you've met now, she'll head that branch up, but we plan to have Lamar students running that branch. You mentioned Nederland High School. We have high school locations all throughout the area, and those branches are student run.
Yeah.
And the purpose of those branches is really to teach financial literacy and give real life business knowledge at an early age that I don't know about y'all, but I didn't have access to things like that.
No.
You know, when I was coming up through these school systems. So we do a lot of financial literacy out in the community. We teach in classrooms, elementary on up. The high school branch is an extension of that. And then it's great now to partner with Lamar because that's the pipeline we're building to teach financial literacy all the way through. And then those students and those young adults are out in the workforce, and you know, we love when they stay here in the community, and it just ties all of that together. So let me just explain what the ITM is. Really, it's just a smart ATM.
Okay.
It's basically, if you imagine an ATM with a computer monitor, you walk up, you touch the screen, and there's a live person from Natchez on the other end.
Wow.
So not only will you have, you know, physical staff there to answer questions, bring in different departments to appreciation throughout the campus, you also have the ability to walk up to that ITM, deposit a check or deposit cash, make transactions like if you want to pay your loan or just general inquiries about the credit union. So that's a fast way to get in and out. But then also we have the people there to talk about the products and services. We imagine having like a financial literacy wall with information and things that really teach real life skills that are good for all of us.
Yeah, that would be great. It's almost like a virtual teller basically on the other side helping you through.
It really is. These ITMs, they're so quick. So we still have standard drive-throughs, of course, that people drive through, but these ITMs, you get in and out quicker. So some of our branches, like we just opened a Vider location, a Crystal Beach location, those ITM branches are just super fast. So it's just built to get people.
Well, they're serving a purpose for... We're in 2024. Everything's instant. We're all in a hurry. We have fast-paced lives. So y'all are kind of meeting that need.
Technology is everything, Charlie.
They also offer extended hours versus just what our branch is open during. So for the ITM...
That's fantastic, yeah.
For the ITM, our hours are Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then we're even open on Saturdays, from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. So they offer those extended hours.
Natchez was formed in 1952. So we've been around almost 75 years. What's got us to this point is our attention to detail and service. You call any Natchez location, it's a live person answering the phone at all times. So that's what's got us to where we are. You mentioned the speed of change and where technology has taken us. We want to still be able to extend that personal phone call over the course of this technology. So as Chief Product Officer, those are some of the things we work with on our team to just make sure that that service, if you go into a branch, any of our locations, and we hand a kid a balloon or a piece of candy, Andy, we want that same experience to translate across the ITMs, across our digital services.
Right.
So that's the main goal there. So that's one of the big reasons we're really excited about this partnership.
Yeah. So Charlie, let's go ahead and talk about a little bit more about these financial literacy courses. It sounds like a great resource, especially for our campus here. You know, as Jason just said, I don't think a lot of this was available 15, 20, 30 years ago, this financial education pretty much. You know, I remember going with my mom when I was 18 to get a checkbook, like a stack of checkbooks, which I don't think anybody really uses those anymore. But I mean, that was the extent of my knowledge of opening a checking or savings account. So the fact that y'all are coming in and educating, especially at this age, this time in their life, I think that's super impactful.
Mm-hmm. So the financial literacy presentations for the spring semester so far, they've included topics like improving your financial health in the new year, how to reduce your spending, money concepts, steps to financial freedom, and even understanding your credit report and score. And so while each of these topics may have differed with the information provided, they all touched on those key financial concepts, how to set clear financial goals, how to create a plan to achieve those goals, and then we even touch on some of the resources available at Natchez Federal Credit Union to help them achieve those goals. But ultimately, the overall goal of each and every one of these courses is to just simply provide strategies for long-term financial success. And the best part about our partnership with LU Money Management is that these courses are totally free for students to attend.
Wonderful. So really quickly, we can't leave this chat today without bringing up the historic new partnership. If anyone has driven past the Montaigne Center recently, probably within the last, 6 months or so, you may have noticed the Natchez Federal Credit Union logo on the side of the building. So that is the Natchez Federal Credit Union Arena inside of the Montaigne Center. This is an incredible gift for Lamar University. So Jason, would you like to touch on that really quickly?
I would love to. I would just like to say how it came about, and that is I'm a graduate of 2003. So not long after that, started my career at Natchez. And since that day, we've been a proud partner of Lamar, you know, so basketball games, baseball games, and then when football program came back around, we're constantly at those events, you know, doing what we do there. So being a community resource, an asset and a resource is what we try to do for Lamar. Again, talking about the way things are now in 2024, naming deals are a huge thing going on all across the country. There's dozens of credit unions that have naming rights deals with universities or other sporting teams, pro teams, minor teams. So the university advancement team, Dr. Taylor, Juan Zabala, Jeff Sperry, yeah. I think they recognized that trend. And I think because we had been on campus and doing so much over the years that it was an open door discussion to where we could figure out, well, how might that work here at Lamar University? So long story short, we're so proud of what we've been able to accomplish so far. You guys are celebrating the 100-year centennial.
Yes.
We're almost at 75 years.
Wow.
So it's a win-win for the students, the faculty, the staff. And I think there's a lot of alignment between the community engagement that Lamar does and the areas that we serve here. So I know the facilities at the Natchez Arena have an improved court, which is enhanced gameplay and health for the players. The light show in there is fantastic if you haven't been to a game in the arena.
It looks so good in there.
And then the lighting around and the scoreboard and everything. So just to be a part of that fan life and to kind of be along for the ride of that fan experience being greatly enhanced, we're tickled pink so far with how it's going.
And the players seem to love to win inside Natchez Arena.
They do.
They've done a great job this season.
They've done a lot of winning lately. Yeah, it's pretty great. So yeah, that's awesome. So something I'd like to do every time I have an alumni on is kind of let you all share your story of your time at Lamar. That's something we highlight a lot of faculty, staff, and students, but we do like to, on occasion, bring in our alumni. So do you all have any memories or highlights from your time here that you want to share really quickly before we wrap up?
Yes, I have so many memories and highlights here at Lamar University. I was very involved in campus. I was a member of the Lamar University dance team, Zeta Tau Alpha, American Marketing Association, and a few others. But through my involvement here on campus, I learned those hard-learned time management skills that I use in my day-to-day today. So as you guessed, as a community impact officer, our schedule is busy. You know, we are involved with events and organizations across Southeast Texas. So all of those time management things that I learned here at Lamar, I use now on an expanded scale. And so to me, my major highlight is not only being able to, you know, be involved here on campus, but to learn those textbook topics. It's more so those intangible skills that I earned, like time management.
I think about my time here. To get here to this building, we walked across that catwalk coming from Montaigne Center here. I don't think I've made that walk in 20 years. So it's bringing back the nostalgia and the feels.
The infamous walk.
Yes. I spent so much time in that Galloway business building and the library. And something I think about all the time is Dr. Swerdlow, Dr. Robert Swerdlow, who at the time was associate dean and advisor advisor and just an all-around mentor for me. And his reputation preceded him, so a lot of people went to his class pretty intimidated, and as did I. But, man, he really taught me the grind and doing that extra little bit. He pushed me in a way that no professor had ever pushed me before. So still to this day, I think about him all the time. In fact, before he passed, I just recently got hired at the credit union. Clipped my name out of the paper, sent me a nice note, still have it. So I don't know about y'all, but I still have those nightmares where I wake up and I'm like, the paper's due tomorrow.
Oh, right.
And so he's still with me. And I think about those lessons and some of the mentors that he taught us all about. So he really pushed me to do that. And just in campus life back then, spent a lot of time here on campus because I was juggling. I was on that treadmill. It was like, come to college, go to one job, then go to the second job, then go home. Yes. Do it all over again. So, we were hanging out in the set as we could or hanging out in Mirabooz. But now what Dr. Taylor and what your team here has done, the beautification on campus, the Welcome Center, all the pods that generate that community feel, I wish I could be here now. So it's really cool to have seen the journey of Lamar. I know Charlie and I have a lot of pride in our Lamar Cardinals. At Natchez Credit Union, we have I can't remember what the count is. It's dozens of alumni. I think it's over 30 to 40 alumni.
Wow.
Just at our credit union.
That's so impressive.
Our CEO, Jason Landry, he's an alumni. So we take a lot of the pride that we have from our history and where the university has placed us in our career, and we try to give back. So we're
fantastic.
Super excited about all of it.
Well, it is noticed and it is appreciated. Absolutely. So Charlie and Jason, thank you both for taking the time out of your busy schedules to join me today on the LU Moment and for sharing with us about the incredible new partnership between Natchez and LU. It's not really new, but it's just grown, I guess. So community partners like Natchez, we couldn't do it without y'all, and y'all really enhance the experience here for our students. So thank you.
I can't tell you how excited we were to be on this podcast. So thanks for having us.
Yes,
we appreciate
thank you.
So glad y'all said yes. So as always, stay connected by searching LU Moment on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts to keep up with all things Lamar University. Don't forget to keep up with us on our socials. That's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at the username Lamar University. This is John Rollins, Associate Director of Community Relations and Public Affairs here at LU, where we're celebrating a century of leaders. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.